GLC presents. Brought to you by the donations of our faithful partners.
Hello and welcome back to Wisdom and Torah Ministries. And we've been talking about the wisdom in the book of Psalms. The wisdom in the book of the Tehillim, which means the praises. Now, we've been talking about the wonderful hidden things that are within the Psalms. And I want to give you some historical information that I think will help you. First, let me review for some of you that have been tuning in for the first time. We're talking about the power of the Psalms, the healing wisdom. This healing wisdom within the Psalms. There is a way that when you sing the Psalms, would allow you to come into rejoicing. You know, I talked about the temple service and the Psalms there. And now, what I want to do, I want to give you a rundown again. I want to do a recap about what the wisdom in the Psalms is and how it was used in the temple service and also throughout the ages, and how the rabbis viewed the Psalms. This is nothing new. We've known for many, many centuries that the Hebrew language has a special frequency. The Hebrew language has the power to heal. You know, we know that. We know that the cymatics, there was a study done in 1989. They put it in aluminum plate. And you can find this in my teaching, the 144,000 in the Song of Moses. They put it in aluminum plate with sand on top of it. And they began to chant the Hebrew letters. And then the sand took the shape of the letter that was being chanted. So we know that this only happens in the Hebrew Sanskrit languages. So the rabbis understood that there's power in the Hebrew language and there's power in the Psalms, not only for healing, but restoration, you know, all those things. So now, let me give you a little bit of understanding here about Tehillim, the book of praise, okay? Now, the authorship, we're going to tell you we're going to recap from the first program to now. I want to go through this. And it says, the Psalms are authored by various people as follows. 75 Psalms, half of the book, were written and authored by David. Now, 2 Psalms were written by Solomon. 12 Psalms written by Asaph, which was one of the sons of the Levites. Then you have Moses wrote one Psalm, and that's the oldest one. That's Psalm 90. And then you have the sons of Korah, all right, who were priests. They wrote 10 Psalms. And then you have 25 other Psalms that there's no author. We don't know who wrote them. Now, at least half of the Psalms were written at the time of David. We know that because